time to take a deep breath and focus. We're going to work through this again today. We have a lot of work to do. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Wednesday, March 18, 2020. This is the No Panic Zone. This is where we work hard and get to the truth. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the coronavirus death toll hits a 24-hour high in the United States. It is completely out of control. Is that possible, or can we get it reined back in? That's the real question. Number two, the IRS taking emergency measures, pushing back your tax returns for at least 90 days, maybe 6 months, as the government tries to help you financially. And number one, China caught with its hand in the pandemic cookie jar, if you will, throwing out American journalists from the country to retaliate for telling the truth about what's going on in China. The president holds a marathon question and answer session, and the number of people dying from COVID-19 continues to spread not only here, but around the country. While business tries to manage being closed down by the government, the Chinese plague now entering critical days. COVID-19 from Wuhan, China, taking over everyday life here, but in Spain, in France, in Italy, all over. And so there's a question now about the accuracy of the Chinese saying that they had one new case yesterday. One new case. Either the Chinese are lying and continuing to lie, because remember where this all began. It began with this outbreak sometime in November of December that we were told by the Chinese, this unusual new virus. But then they refused help from the outside world. They lied about it. They did not tell the truth about how the virus was so dangerous, how it was spreading, and what was going on. But suddenly they had quarantined 60 million people. And at that time on this program, I was asking questions. How could that be true? What is really going on? Why would they quarantine 60 million people unless there was something significantly more important to this virus and to the outbreak? Obviously, there was. And then you look at what's happened in Italy, in Iran, and elsewhere, and you realize that there is a free and open policy with China. For example, in Italy, 320,000 ethnic Chinese live in Italy. They go back and forth. They work there. Northern Italy and its textile zones, 4,000 Chinese companies are going back and forth. 250,000 ethnic Chinese live in Spain. They go back and forth. So if you have an outbreak in China and you don't tell anybody about it, and people are freely traveling back and forth to these places, well, creates big problems potentially. And in the United States, 3.8 million ethnic Chinese. And that's not to disparage the Chinese. Don't get me wrong. I'm disparaging their government. Yes. Communist China lied to the rest of the world, tried to downplay the extent of the damage that was going to be done by this virus. Still arguments out there on the internet and elsewhere as to where the virus came from. Did it come from eating bats? Or did it come from something more nefarious? Did it come from some sort of an experiment gone wrong, a virus getting out of the door in a military facility? All of these things going on. But we're going to focus on the home front for a moment here. The Trump administration, by the way, hitting back. The Chinese Foreign Ministry wants journalists working for the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Washington Post to hand back their press credentials and get out of the country in no longer than 10 days. And here's what the president responded by Twitter. The Chinese Communist Party's decision to expel journalists from China and Hong Kong is yet another step toward depriving the Chinese people and the world of access to true information about China and what's going on. The United States calls on China's leaders to refocus their efforts from expelling journalists and spreading disinformation to joining all nations in stopping the Wuhan virus. As it should be. As it should be. Meanwhile, political enemies are becoming allies as America pulls together in what may prove to be the greatest fight for the survival not only of our nation, but of many nations around the world. The economies are in free fall worldwide. People are in fear. Jobs are lost. And people don't know where to turn to figure out exactly what's going on. So I turned to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, somebody who historically I've had few agreements with. But in this case, I do. In this case, I do, because the Trump administration is talking about working with the United States Army and the National Guard to build field hospitals. Navy ships are being called up. Hospital ships to be parked off the coast to treat patients with COVID-19. And how quickly can these field hospitals be built? Well, as soon as governors call for them, they can be built. You've got the American Red Cross. You've got the United States military. You've got empty schools sitting everywhere. You've got places to build hospitals right now. You can take over complete schools and buildings and facilities and move in with the National Guard and the United States Army and create field hospitals right now, MASH units, if you will. And so more praise from Governor Andrew Cuomo for the president in this unprecedented national emergency. This is pretty telling about how important everybody is taking this. It's from MSNBC with Andrew Cuomo saying the president's doing a very good job. It's bite number one from Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, bite one.
We've had significant differences. There is no doubt about that. And I have for many years, and I've been very outspoken about it, as has he. But I had a very good conversation with the president where I said, look, forget Democrat, Republican. We're Americans, and we're talking about life and death. And we're going to have a tragedy in this state. We have the highest number of cases in the United States. We're going to have a real tragedy where people die because they couldn't get the right health care. And I need the help of the federal government. I need that partnership. I'm a former cabinet secretary in the Clinton administration. I was secretary of housing and urban development. I did disasters all across the country. I know the potential of the federal government, and we need it here. And I said, I put out my hand in partnership. I want to work with you. I'll be a good partner. I need your help. Let's do what we were elected to do. Let's fulfill our constitutional duty. And the president said, yes, I believe he's sincere. More than just belief, he has acted on it, Rachel.
He has acted on it, Rachel. He's doing the right thing, talking to Rachel Maddow, of all people, believe it or not. And so it's good to see people coming together. But it's the unknown. It is the unknown of where we go from here. We're in uncharted territory, even more uncharted potentially than the pandemic of 1918. The reason being, far more people now. A far more interconnected world. People going back and forth. Now, 50 million people died worldwide in 1918 from the pandemic. It's possible that we could see numbers like that this time around. I don't know. The fact of the matter is, none of us know right now. We're trying to figure it out. I know at my local hospital, there were 40 people tested yesterday, give or take. One tested positive. More than 30 tested negative, and a handful remain unknown as the tests still come back. But the testing is rolling out, and watch the numbers to explode because they're going to. The numbers across the country are going to explode because testing is rolling out everywhere. Could it have been done before? Certainly would have been nice, but the way the system was set up, it wasn't possible. The way the system was set up wasn't possible because everything had to go through the CDC. That was the law. We've lifted that. The president's changed that. He's changed the telehealth laws as well. In fact, during a marathon session yesterday, he answered all sorts of questions, receiving praise from Republicans and Democrats, moderates, conservatives, and liberals for the way he is leading. We'll talk more about that in a moment. You're in the No Panic Zone, where we just give you truth and common sense. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to mom, but a little over a year ago, we realized she couldn't take care of herself without our help. And well, how could I not be there for her? I had no idea how hard it would be and just what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and, even for me, ways to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics that got me started, but also information about the hurdles I was facing in this new role. I could even connect with experts and hear from others who had been in my place. I know this road we're on isn't an easy one, but I'm really happy to have the extra help for her and for me. Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. This message is brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.